fingertips, fingertips, fingertips. And welcome to Nerd Pride Radio bonus episode number 4. Fingertips number 4, entitled Mike Sounds Like an Idiot. And here's my son, Aiden, to explain why.
On GarageBand, I have created a voice scrambler that it plays your voice back to you at about, I think it's like a quarter of a second later. And as your brain tries to correct what you're saying, it keeps messing up. And due to it continuously trying to do this, it keeps getting progressively worse and worse.
Exactly. And I know some of you have probably already seen this on other videos. But all right, I'm sorry. Hold on. I'm sure you've seen this before in other places. But I had to try it for myself to see if it really works. And apparently, according to the looks I'm getting from my son, it's working. I cannot concentrate. It's my voice is playing back just like a fraction of a second later. And it's killing me. It's throwing me off so bad. I feel it. I know it sounds like I'm drunk, but I swear to God, it's just these freaking headphones. Headphones. That's the word I can't find. And it's driving me crazy. Can you hear him giggling like a jackass over here? Oh my. All right. I'm taking these out. All right. Go ahead. How did that sound to you? No. Go ahead. Go ahead. Talk to the people. Tell them. What'd you think?
You sounded like a complete moron, but they already know that.
Oh, man, that was cool. All right. I'm going to put these on him for just a second. I want to hear what he sounds like. You got something you want to talk about?
Not really, no.
You want to tell them? Okay, because we played Pathfinder last night, and it was an awesome, awesome game. Or we also tried out Carcassonne with some of the new expansion sets that I got for my birthday.
I can talk about Carcassonne.
All right, he'll tell you about Carcassonne, how that went, because we added in I got two new expansion sets for Carcassonne. I love Carcassonne. You guys know that. We got two expansion sets for it. One, the Inns and Cathedrals, which is expansion number 1, and the next one, which is Traders and Builders, which is expansion number 2. And we only played with expansion number 1. But that was the game we played last night. I'll let him tell you about the most fantastic move I've ever seen in this game. Since it's his, I'll let him tell it. Go ahead, put the headphones in. You're going to enjoy this. This is great. Is it working for you? All right.
So there I was playing Carcassonne, and I had this huge line of city.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what happened. You're right. You're right on. Go ahead.
Shut up.
I'm helping.
And so my dad's like, "You'll never finish this." And so every turn, I took an edge piece to a city.
No, that's great. Keep going. Tell him.
I took an edge piece to a city and completed it.
And ultimately, how many points did you get for that city?
Like 51?
Yeah, 51 points. All right, I'm going to let him off the hook here. You can take those out, man. So, yeah, no kidding. It was 51 points for a single city. I mean, he was sitting on zero the entire time because he got stuck with this city, and it kept growing, and he wound up having a cathedral in it, so it was going to be worth bonus points. But if he couldn't finish it, he would have been crapped out and got nothing for the entire game. It was fantastic. I mean, we had a great time. Again, Carcassonne is a great game. I had the 8-year-old was playing it, the 10-year-old, and then of course Aiden here and myself, and everybody had a blast. Every single one of us. This game is wonderful. All ages. One of the best board games ever. Is it really a board game? I mean, it's a tile laying game, but
it's a create your own board game.
Create your own board game. Yeah, exactly. I highly recommend Carcassonne. And also,
for the first time, Mike lost.
And oh yeah, that's right. He's absolutely right. I lost. This is the first time we've played that. I think the first time we played that I actually lost. But it was an awesome game. We had a good time.
He lost to me, too.
All right. So now, the next thing to do is, if you have the ability... Yeah, no, that's Noah over there. He also played, and he was third, I think. Anyway, the lesson here is, go get Carcassonne if you don't have it already. And also, if you have the ability to play your own voice back to you in real time, but a quarter second back or a half second back on really loud headphones, try it and see what you sound like, because apparently we sound like idiots, and it's really funny. Do this with a friend so you guys can laugh at each other, because we're having a blast. Anyway, that's all I got for this episode. We'll see. This makes five now. This was five episodes. Once I released this one, this is five episodes in 5 days, so I have fulfilled my obligation. Probably I'll be doing more episodes after this, bonus ones, but we'll see how it goes. Anyway, on to the Creepy Fingertips music.